Welcome back, Nerdles. Today is, February 2nd?
February 2nd. Happy Groundhog Day!
Is it Groundhog Day?
We didn't get a special Groundhog fact, guys.
Wait. Yes.
Oh.
It's Groundhog Day.
Does anyone know if the Groundhog actually, like...
No, I literally I think, is today Groundhog Day? Is February 2nd Groundhog Day?
I think.
Listen, this is not in our realm of expertise.
February 2nd. Six more weeks of winter. RIP.
Yeah, that's expected.
Yeah, whose idea was it to take an animal out of the ground and be all like, okay, cool. And so if you don't defy the laws of physics, i.e. you're capable of seeing your shadow, that means
it doesn't even work like that. They just like they throw him out of his hole and then they like take him back in after a time and it's like, oh, he saw a shadow or something. They say that the groundhog talks to them. I don't get it. I stopped caring about Groundhog Day when I actually, one, I watched the movie Groundhog Day, and two, I like learned about what the problem was with Groundhog Day.
But there are so many.
But just before anyone forgets to mention it, that song that we came into was a Super Mario Brothers theme cover by a YouTuber called Family Jules. And if you play guitar or like progressive metal, you'll know him. Otherwise, who knows? But John Petrucci.
I like conservative metal.
Undisputedly one of the best guitarists in the world, just from a pure talent perspective.
Okay.
Just
undisputably.
Like, there is no one who says, oh, yeah, he's poopy, or like, I'm better than him.
Like, okay.
Everyone aspires to be him, even the people that are technically better than him, because he sounds better than them still.
Yeah, okay. He's able to make some nice tricks happen with those fingers.
Yep, he's one of the guitar gods.
Yeah. No one look into any of the innuendos of that statement. Just don't think too hard about it.
Yeah.
Don't
think about it at all, actually.
I didn't think about anything until you said it, so you probably caused people to think about it.
It's really your fault, Anthony.
I'm sorry, Elliot's mom and girlfriend.
Oh, my girlfriend's not listening. Sure, her phone. There's an error. Are we even live right now?
We should be live right now.
Should be live.
Well, Elliot's girlfriend, when you go back and watch this, I am sorry.
Yeah.
Not in advance, because I was sorry now, and you'll be listening to it in the future.
Pretenses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the word that I want to use.
Something like that. I'm sorry in pretense, I guess. Past me is sorry.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Let's get in the actual news. let's not go on a 30-minute tangent right when we start.
About when Elliot's girlfriend will be watching
Nerd
News Now.
All right. Right now, I want to do the Musky News of the Week. I'm sorry.
Always start with the Musky News of the Week.
I really want to do this one.
Go ahead. Do it.
All right. So Musky News of the Week, February 2nd, Groundhog Day.
Did you make a mechanical groundhog that could fly to space?
No, not yet.
And colonize Mars?
Not yet.
Tomorrow.
Yet.
Tomorrow.
Old Musky had released a flamethrower sold through the Boring Company and then promptly ran out of them. It wasn't a flamethrower, right? It wasn't like your standard like M2 flamethrower. It slings napalm 40 feet. It burns down forests like nobody's business. Mm-hmm. It was a glorified propane torch.
But it did indeed throw flames outwards.
It did. Indeed it did. And they sold for about $500 a pop. So if anyone remembers how we were comparing what you could buy for the price of an iPhone 5, you could buy two dual-wielding Musky flamethrowers for the price of one iPhone X. There's no reason to buy it.
You can double-fist flamethrowers holding an iPhone.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I wonder which one I prefer.
I forget. How many chicken nuggets did we determine we could get?
Oh, my God.
I think it was, like, up in the 2000s. There was a lot of chicken nuggets.
I think it was over 3, actually.
3,000?
It's enough nuggets to make me happy for at least a week.
For at least a week?
Maybe about 20 hours, I'm lucky.
I don't know. It depends on how many nuggets per minute I eat. What's my NPM?
NPM.
Could you imagine if there was like a video game, right, like that, and it's like, it's a MOBA, but in this MOBA, it's like who can eat the food the fastest instead of like attacks and stuff like that?
It's Cookie Clicker, except worth my time.
A Cookie Clicker's worth my time because you don't have to put any time towards it.
Yeah, because you can just edit the save code that it gives you because it's all in plain text.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
At least the computer version. I don't know about the mobile version.
Oh, that hurts.
I didn't deal with the mobile version. But yeah, you could edit it to be literally whatever you want. I think I had negative things because I could. I was getting negative income.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Just burning income.
Yeah, but I had too many cookies.
We're not live. I can't hear us at all.
That's no good.
Well, this is just going to be a recorded special then, guys. Congratulations.
Also, I'm sorry to Elliot's mom, or past me is also sorry to
We're
Elliot's
sometimes
mom,
not live, just because. It just happens. Yeah. But anyway.
It's not our fault, though.
It's not. Sorry.
So we're just talking to ourselves in a room, then?
Isn't that all we normally do?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fair.
But the Boring Company, I don't know how long they lasted, but like they did not last long. $500 a pop. They ran out fast. Oh no, we're live.
Oh nice.
I received an update.
Yay.
Okay, but yeah, they didn't last long. I wouldn't expect them to. They're musky flamethrowers. I'd buy one.
Yeah, same.
$500.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how many of those I could buy with my college tuition.
Oh my gosh. Bezos probably just had a whole bunch of his...
That was a terrifying sound, Elliot, and I hope you shut it up. I don't want to deal with it.
Bezos probably just had a bunch of his Amazon assassins buy them up from Muskie, since him and Muskie have a personal-ish relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to use those instead of the standard mils that they were given.
Wait. So let me get this right. Essentially, I can gamble my life for a free flamethrower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, cool.
It's free with Prime. You have to pay $99, but that's like what a what's that? It's a steep discount. Yeah, we're not live.
Oh well. We're gonna roll with it. I don't have time to troubleshoot this.
Yeah, we'll send this video this podcast out early then, as early as we can make it.
Yeah. Have you seen? Oh yeah, just real quickly. Have you seen the new Amazon Alexa commercials?
No.
It's beautiful because what happens is it's Jeff Bezos himself is in the trailer, is in the commercial, and like Siri, or not Siri, Alexa loses her voice, right? And so they just have a bunch of celebrities basically subbing in for Alexa while they're trying to figure out what's wrong with her. Yeah. And it's hilarious because it's the celebrities answering the questions as that celebrity.
Like, wait, okay, so who are the celebrities? I think I've seen
this. They have Gordon Ramsay, right? And there's one guy who asks, like, how to make a grilled cheese, and Gordon Ramsay just goes off on him. Like, the directions for making the recipe are literally in the name, right? Yeah. And everything like that. And then there's Cardi B, and they also have Anthony Hopkins in it.
Hey!
And I think there's one more, but I cannot remember who it is because I've only seen the trailer once.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen that. Did you get to see the new Apple commercial?
No.
Where this girl, right, she's like, I think she's assembling a scrapbook of birds or something. She's like bird watching.
Right.
And she goes through. She has this iPad. She's like, she's going through. She's like opening the keyboard, clicking away. And then finally in the end of the commercial, she's laying in her yard and a neighbor pokes out back and goes, where'd you get that computer? And she turns around and goes, what's a computer? And I'm like, oh, ha ha, funny. You're so funny, Apple. You're so out of touch with reality that you don't even think people know what computers are anymore because we're so obsessed with your iPads and iPad minis and Apple Macintoshes. And I wanted to die.
I have one good thing to say about Apple finally.
What?
Oh, how?
How?
Because they decided to make something not stupid.
Uh-huh.
So you know how their iMac Pro series has been notably not professionalized at all?
Yeah.
It was like a $2,000 markup on the hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, the hardware in the thing is worth more than they sell the computer for. Finally.
Really?
And it's also actually good hardware. And you can kind of upgrade some of it, too.
Yeah?
They did something right, and I'm proud of them.
Wow.
But I just...
Wait, you can upgrade it?
Kind of.
You know what? You want
kind of.
You want to know the last Apple computer that you could upgrade?
Like the first one?
The Apple II.
The second one.
No, you could maybe upgrade the Apple One, but you actually had to build the Apple One from a kit.
Oh, okay.
With like chips and wires and stuff.
I don't know if I count that as upgrading then.
Mm-hmm. No.
Because then you're just building it differently. Mm-hmm. It's like building Legos. You get the instructions, you look at it and think, I'm going to make it anyways. It looks nothing like the final product.
Yeah.
But you try.
That was never me. I was very methodical when it came to Legos.
Yeah, real bad.
See, I was, and then one day I was like, I'm going to try to do it without the instructions. I bet I got this memorized. 7-year-old me was horribly wrong.
Horribly wrong. I know how you feel. I tried to do that. I made this really sweet Formula One race car, mm-hmm. and then I broke it, and I lost the instructions, so mm-hmm. I could never build it again. It was real sad.
But all right. But speaking of things that are sad,
speaking of things that make me happy,
what? No.
This makes me happy though.
But that just makes me sad.
It's a strict dichotomy.
It's sad. Okay, whatever. But but Nicolas Cage can now be attributed to saying every quote in every movie ever. And you know why that is, Anthony?
Anthony hasn't read the script yet.
No. Why is
That's why I'm questioning you. But it's because someone developed a machine learning program to put Nicolas Cage's face on every character in every movie.
No.
It's great.
I like it.
You can literally attribute any quote to him now. And I'm just going to read some of the favorites.
Do it.
That the people have decided on. Wow, Nicolas Cage. Stupid is as stupid
no,
does.
No, you have to Nicolas say it the Cage. Right way. Wow.
Tale as old as time, Nicolas Cage. Draw me like one of your French girls, Nicolas Cage. You're a wizard, Harry, Nicolas Cage. I'm a what? Nicolas Cage. Nacho! Nicolas Cage.
Was that from Nacho Libre?
Yeah. That's my guess, but I'm not actually sure. It's from Nacho
Libre. I got an interesting Jack Black movie that I watched recently that I got to tell you guys about, but go ahead.
Jack Black has maybe like 3 good movies.
No, he doesn't. He's a good couple.
We have to steal the Declaration of Independence. Nicolas Cage's name is crossed out and says Nicolas Cage.
Just superimpose Nicolas Cage's face like 100 times. It's like really long. It's like those videos where they like drag the face around and there's all these. It's so good.
Oh, no.
All right. But can I talk about this weird Jack Black movie that I saw?
Yeah, sure.
Because Nacho Libre is like one of those Netflix movies that like it's Jack Black, but you only see it on Netflix. It was a movie, Polka King. He was quote Jan Lunin of Hazeltown, Pennsylvania, which is relatively close to here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a polka player who got arrested for fraud and like $4 million in fraud.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, why did they pick Jack Black to do this? Maybe he looks a lot like the guy. He doesn't look a thing like him. I don't know why they picked Jack Black to do it.
Interesting.
It's a good movie though.
Because it's a role only Jack Black could play.
A polka, Eastern European man that plays polka.
Your choices are Jack Black or Weird Al, and Weird Al's not known for his acting.
No,
so
he's a bad actor.
Exactly.
Like that's the thing.
Have
with
you
Weird
ever
Al.
Seen Gallivant?
No.
Gallivant is a musical special comedy that had 2 seasons on ABC. And Weird Al Yankovic is in one of the episodes.
Was he good?
Well,
he was singing, obviously.
Well,
he
was singing, obviously. I cannot remember if he was good or not, but I remember loving the series Gallivant. Gallivant's hilarious. You should go watch it sometime.
I'm pretty sure people said he did bad. I think I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, Weird Al Yankovic's acting.
In Gallivant, none of the acting actually had to be good. For the most part, I expected like the acting was not going to be fantastic, but it was all funny anyway because that was kind of part of the show.
I don't know.
I mean, like being bad for the sake of being good. I get that. Yeah. I understand that.
And that was the show. That was a lot of the show. I cannot remember too much of the show, but I do remember it was good despite being bad.
Yeah, yeah. That's how a lot of shows like that work.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to the next bit of news because we got a lot of news and there's a big thing that I want to talk about in the unpop culture segment. But Venom wrapped up filming.
Oh, nice. Filming.
I'm sorry. God.
I'm trying to help you out.
How's it feel?
I don't make fun of you for that.
But how's it feel to be on the camera?
Oh, I'm on camera too.
Ha. Yes. It's not me for once.
I'm proud of you, Anthony.
Thank you. Is there a camera 3 for being proud of me?
No.
No. Aww. We don't no one's proud of you actually, but like we just say that.
As camera 2 is slowly panning back over to me.
Not even slowly, just like real fast. The cameraman got whiplash from that one.
No, but the fact that Venom's done now it's kind of weird because the show's been in development limbo It's been in development limbo for like a decade or something almost. It's just been tossed around from producer to producer, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
finally managed to stick.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. I'm hoping it's not a pile of poopy, but it's Marvel, so I have hope.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, anything that's not DC is probably good.
Yeah.
Anything that's not DC.
Yeah, if it's not DC.
It's not that it's anything that Marvel is good, it's just anything that is not DC is probably good. So it could be Paramount, we could be talking about literally any studio, just as long as it's not DC.
Who's doing this one, Fox or Marvel?
I honestly don't remember.
I think it's Sony partnership with Marvel.
A Sony partnership? Oh, yeah, because Sony owns Spider-Man and Venom.
The Spider-Verse.
The Spider-Verse. That's so weird that Sony owns it.
Mm-hmm.
It is produced by Columbia and distributed by Sony.
Okay, mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just Columbia and Sony. I mean, that makes sense. Sony's not known for their movies.
Yeah, but I still have hope. So
I still have hope too.
We'll see.
Yeah. But Venom wrapped up filming. That's pretty interesting. On to the next news, everyone. John, do you want to introduce us to this one? Because this one could.
Microsoft doesn't like Windows 8.
Huh?
Even Microsoft doesn't like Windows 8
or 7. But I like 7.
Yeah, but 7's a decade old.
Is that a decade old?
Pretty close.
It came out.
I got my laptop freshman year of high school, which was, 2010, 2009?
It had Windows 7 on it.
Yeah, and Windows 7 wasn't brand new at the time. I think it'd been out for a little bit. So Microsoft has announced that its new Office products for 2019 will only work on Windows 10.
Yeah.
Which, you know, some people are bound to be kind of annoyed about, but they've given users so long to get a free upgrade.
Oh, they gave them a year.
Yeah.
That's a long time for Microsoft for free.
Yeah, and then if you have like a device that had Windows pre-installed, if whenever you like build a new computer or reinstall Windows, if you use the same Windows code, it works for up to 3 devices.
Really? Like if you have a Windows 8 disk?
Yeah. No, like, you know how it has, like, your Windows key in the bottom of a laptop when you buy a laptop?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I use my laptop from 2010's Windows key for my new computer. Works perfectly fine.
That's great.
Yeah.
They gave people a long time to switch over to the one that works.
Yeah,
that's why it was, like, Windows 8 was released in, like, what, 2012, and then Windows 10 in, like, 2015. It was just so short.
I don't remember, honestly.
Windows 10 works good. I like Windows 10.
Yeah. Windows 10 is a lot better.
It has minor bugs, but
nothing I can say I hate.
See, the issue with Windows 8
I hate
Cortana,
but that's about it.
Yeah, I don't really
just don't use Cortana.
Yeah, but the real issue that Windows 8 had was that the UI was designed for tablets, and then they're all like, let's throw it onto our computers as well.
Yeah, they didn't think there was really no foresight with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I just downloaded this thing called Classic Shell that gave you the start menu, and then I just used Windows 8.
Nice.
I almost didn't upgrade the Windows 10 because I was like, well, I like my Classic Shell. I don't know why I would do that, but then I upgraded because I was like, oh, I have a day left. Might as well do that.
I upgraded by total accident. I tried to tell it no, and then it was like, oh, you answered. So
finally,
that's a yes.
That's a yes.
And I looked at it angry. I'm like, you know, it's gonna happen anyways. But come on, you couldn't have waited like a week when I wasn't gonna use my laptop all day.
Yeah,
seriously,
it took a long time. That was the one thing I didn't like. But yeah, Windows, Microsoft Office 2019, which I have used Microsoft 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Still,
because the changes are so minor and everything.
Yeah, like it's just the UI
itself.
Layout. Like you can use. I've had people use Microsoft like the one from XP, right?
Mm.
And it works fine. It's just the formatting's a little weird. It's Microsoft 2003.
Except Excel,
huh?
Excel changes like every version.
Yeah, Excel changes hard. Access changes.
No,
really
we
fast,
don't talk so. About Access.
We don't
that
talk
needs
about
to be
Access.
Get rid of.
Access needs to get rid of. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Publisher hasn't changed ever.
Because no one Publisher's uses it.
Right? I use Publisher.
Like, 5 people use Publisher on this earth. You're one of them.
Hey, Publisher's good. Like, Publisher's good for making, like, forms that people fill out by their hand.
It's good because you get it with Office?
No, you don't. Not anymore.
Really?
I had to pay separately for it.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you just wasted money then. I'm sorry.
I only paid, like, $40 for it. It was worth it.
I paid $40 for all of Windows.
It was worth it.
Not Windows.
No, I use it a lot.
Elliot gets his use out of
it. All of my D&D character sheets are made with Publisher.
Like,
And then I move them over to PDFs so people can do it. And also, you can do that real easy. Publisher to PDF is like, it's an instant thing. And then PDF to Publisher is instant, too.
Fair enough, I guess. And another tech news... Intel's kind of going the way of Apple recently, and they just
nothing
can't seem to do
Apple is
anything right.
It's not an accident, though. It's not on purpose like Apple.
No, it is an accident. I give them that, but they've been making a lot of really crappy decisions over the past year.
I mean, I understand why, but I'll tell you why I think.
So, Intel's recent patch to their Skylake and
Cabby.
No, is it KB?
Yeah,
or,
it's
I'm trying to think if it's Sky and KB or KB and Coffee. I don't remember which two.
Maybe it
might even be all three.
No, it's not Coffee. It's not Coffee.
No, it is.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
It's all three?
Yeah, I think it's all three. But their newest patch out to the more recent chipsets, which is supposed to fix a security flaw, has now caused a random bug where the computer will just reboot and sometimes they'll just corrupt your data in the process.
Wow.
It's completely random.
Wow.
Beautiful.
And
it's always great. When my data gets corrupted.
Yeah, I love it. And then you boot up your old video games, they're all corrupted, and then you play corrupted video games.
Yeah, and then Microsoft had to be the one who actually took care of it, stood up, and fixed it, because Intel hasn't made a fix for it yet.
Microsoft, I consider lawful neutral. Like hardcore Microsoft is lawful neutral. They do what the law requires of them, not because they don't care what it means. If it's good and it's in within the law, they'll do it. If it's bad and it's in the law, they'll do it.
Also, it's an update you have to download manually. So if you're using a computer with an Intel chip, you should make sure you download that update because you don't want to lose stuff.
Or just store everything in the cloud. Like how people expect you to now, which I don't like.
No, neither do I. I like keeping 500 backups in physical.
Yeah. All on tape drives.
But go ahead and say whatever you wanted to about Intel.
I think, what was it? Okay, it was about them being the new Apple or
kind
what?
Of. They're kind of going the way
they're
of Apple.
They're kind of going the way of, I don't really think they're going the way of Apple. I think Intel's way too in over their head anymore. I think they have so many things going on.
Yeah,
they're trying to be an IBM, and they do not have the mainstay that IBM has.
Exactly. IBM is beautiful though. While we're just on
IBM
on
is
page.
Beautiful.
I love
love
IBM.
But Intel's trying to do way too many things. They're they want all their stuff to be really hard proprietary and stuff, and they're trying to beat AMD too. And AMD just does processors and graphics cards.
That's
and
what
stuff.
They specialize in.
They specialize in that. Intel does a lot of stuff. They do way too much stuff. I think they're just in over their head.
You want to know
and
who
they just
could
keep messing
be
up.
I am IBM if they really wanted to.
Who?
Papa Muskie.
No. I think Amazon's gonna be the next sort of big IBM boy.
I mean,
Amazon's gonna be totally tech.
Amazon or Google, one of them.
Yeah, I think I'm hoping Amazon.
Yeah. So
I'm hoping IBM stays IBM though, because they got Watson.
I don't
IBM's
like
good.
Watson.
Why don't you like Watson?
I just like Watson because it's cool. I have no other opinions.
I like the fact that every
I like how it just Googles everything more or less though.
Yeah, I also like how Watson it's its biggest use is in the medical field. I'm like, that's so interesting because you never see ads for that type of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's neat. Watson's used it a lot in the medical field, I guess.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, at least the ads portray that as
No, I mean, it makes
it
a lot of sense.
It is?
Yeah, it actually is, because what happens is it looks at, hundreds of cases at
and
a time.
It cross-references a whole bunch of data.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, this person looks really similar to this person who ended up having pneumonia. This guy probably has pneumonia.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, hey, what's more... what's a doctor more than a quick Google search, right?
I mean, it's not like it's being dumb, at least. But
yeah,
honestly, Watson's kind of making the need for doctors who are highly specialized at medicine kind of redundant at this point.
No, mildly specialized.
Mildly. That's what I meant.
You're still gonna need a neurosurgeon, but diagnostics diagnosticians. People who diagnose people.
Diagnostician.
Yeah. People who diagnose other people. Like, yeah, Watson's kind of going to make them obsolete. But, like, surgeries, it's going to be a long time before robots are doing surgeries that people trust them enough to do surgeries.
Well, I'm a robot who does surgeries, so.
Oh, yeah. We don't robot trust surgeon. You. New movie, new TV show coming to the CW.
Oh, so it's
going to... Starring Markiplier.
But, oh, no.
I just feel like he'd be the perfect one to play a robo-surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be loud enough to be a robo-surgeon.
Yeah.
Whoa. Can you imagine if, like, the triumvirate of gamer, like, the gaming triumvirate on YouTube started, like, an actual TV show, and it wasn't about gaming, it was, like, an actual TV show with, like, a plot and everything.
Like completely different from what they do. I love that.
That'd be so beautiful.
Markiplier does that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does, like, sketch comedy on his channel.
Oh!
Now. Yeah.
Wait, and, really?
Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's not good, but it's, like, it's not the worst sketch comedy out there.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything he's done since the, oh, what was it? The date video? Like the series of videos?
Yeah, the date with Markiplier. Yeah, that started it. That started it. Like, he does a lot of weird videos now. He's not all just gaming. He's a workaholic, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was always like, oh, yeah. Like, I said this recently. I'm like, oh, yeah, Markiplier's probably going to go with the PewDiePie and just go lazy. And I'm like, no, Markiplier's not going to do that. Markiplier's like crazy about YouTube.
Markiplier's the only big YouTuber that I actually like.
Yeah, he's good. I like PewDiePie. Yeah,
but about Binging with Babish? Well, Binging with Babish isn't one.
Binging with Babish is not big yet.
Yeah.
I've also never watched it.
He's making his way there.
Yeah, he's getting up there. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's actually made, like, cooking channels on YouTube a lot more popular.
Yeah.
As well. Because, like,
He did to the cooking channel what Primitive Technology did to, like, the Bushcraft channels. No, like, you know Primitive Technology, right?
No.
The videos that are completely silent, the dude makes, like, Waddle and Daub huts.
Oh, yeah, that.
And he releases, like, a video every, like, 2 months. And then, like, the second he releases it, it's, like, one or two on trending for, like, a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he exploded the idea of releasing, like, a camping video to YouTube. People love it, especially if you don't talk at all.
I know, it's weird. It's oddly satisfying to just listen to somebody do something but not hear them do it.
Yeah, it is. It is. You hear nature and stuff.
I meant, like, hear them talk about doing it. Like, all right, guys, I'm going to set up my tent. I don't know how to tie these sticks together, though, so we're gonna rig this.
Yeah.
And then they make a pile of what looks like literally just sticks held together by, like, a single leaf.
Like, he has exactly what he's doing, like a step-by-step guide in the description, and it's really good.
But speaking of things that are really good, gonna move on. Okay. Final Fantasy XII finally came to PC.
Oh, yeah.
After, I don't know, like, I think that game came out, like, 2009 or 10 or something.
Sounds about right.
So it's been, like, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the PlayStation 4 port, so it looks better. It has more stuff, and I'm happy about that. I wasted my money on it last night. I am a sad, sad man. And Final Fantasy 15 actually is also going to have a PC release finally.
They've actually done a lot of updates for Final Fantasy 15, and I appreciate that, except for I hate that they just decided to release the game in the first place when they did, and wish that they had released the current version that they're going to re-release when they had released the original game. Because there's so much more added beyond, like, just the extra character DLC. And you know how, like, in every Final Fantasy game, you can basically play as the other characters, right?
Yep.
Like, you weren't able to do that in 15. You can do that now in the re-release version that they're putting out, but you couldn't do that in the original game.
I like that, though.
Why? But
because it makes you actually feel attached to a single character.
But I loved being able to switch between, like, the different characters. And I was still like, I always develop favorites. Like, in Final Fantasy 13, my favorites are Lightning and Hope. Right, and those are my two favorite characters. I still developed an attachment to them.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Like, I understand what you mean, but when you have such a static party, it's always the four. Forcing you to only play as the one prevents you from just kind of trying to ignore the others because you don't care about them.
Mm-hmm.
It establishes, like, I haven't played the game that much, actually at all.
Honestly, I'm probably going to waste my money on getting the newest version, and I hate myself for it.
But I don't have the old version, so for me it's not a waste, kind of.
Yeah.
It establishes the importance of the prince main character, because everyone else is around him for him. he's the main character. Everyone else is kind of just along for the journey.
But see, the thing is, I'm attached to the other characters as well. Like, I love Ignis, right? Because, like, Ignis is basically not, like, Ignis basically acts as, like, Noctis's dad when Noctis isn't around, I mean, his dad isn't around, and his dad isn't around often because his dad is busy kinging, right? So, like, Ignis basically takes care of Noctis, and then Prompto is, like, his best friend. And the funny thing is, like, Prompto basically started out as, like, Noctis's stalker, right? And then, like, they somehow end up becoming, like, best friends. And then Gladios initially hated Noctis, thought Noctis was a spoiled brat, and there was, like, something that happened with Noctis's sister, I mean, with Gladios's sister, right? And Noctis basically came and helped her, and then, like, she was gonna get in trouble for what happened, and Noctis took the blame, and, like, from that moment forward, like, Gladios decided, maybe you're not so bad, and they developed a friendship through that, and I just love the relationship that, like, all of them have with him.
See, and that's why I think that playing only as Noctis kind of helps, because it solidifies the fact that Noctis is also the one that ties them together. But at the same time, this isn't important enough to talk about right now. So.
I mean, no, when you said it, like, when you say it like that, I actually realize your point. I do. I didn't realize what you were trying to say in the very beginning, but, like, it makes sense now, and you are kind of right.
Yeah, doing it on the older ones would have been dumb.
Yeah.
But with how this one shapes itself, I think it works.
Okay. I can see that. But still, though, do like now that they're finally releasing that you can play with the other characters.
Hey. What?
Yeah.
Why is Coke Zero have 0 calories, 0 sugar, and then Diet Coke has no calories and no sugar? It's the same thing.
Because one of them uses aspartame, and the other one just uses something that tastes like aspartame. I don't actually remember the difference.
That's all I wanted to know. All right, what's the next thing? Oh, I don't know this thing either. Someone's going to be silent again. I'll go back to my memes.
So, Seven Deadly Sins Season
yes.
2.
Yes? Yes?
Shut your mouth.
What is Seven Deadly Sins?
Seven Deadly Sins is one of the best animus I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, it's an anime.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to say it's the first one that Netflix actually got the rights to.
I think so, yes.
It was either that or Ajin, but I think it was Seven Deadly Sins.
Really? No, it was Seven Deadly Sins. Seven Deadly Sins came out.
I watched Full Metal Alchemist on Netflix
Ten years ago.
I mean, like, Netflix
original
has partnership with Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh!
Like, it only got an English dub because of Netflix.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so Season 2 is finally airing in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But because of how it worked with last season, and it came out like 6 months after it stopped running,
mm-hmm.
with a 24 episodes season, probably can't really expect to see an English version stateside until, like, I don't know, probably March next year.
No,
so still wait. But it's happening, and I'm happy.
Okay,
yeah,
it might even go faster too this time because.
Yeah, Netflix is going to put more money into it.
One was a big enough hit that they realized, oh, this is actually really worth our money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what could rise Netflix to the top. They just, like, buy a bunch of different animes and, like, release them with English dubs.
Yeah,
they'd make bank. And they're all Netflix originals. The dubs are, at least. And then the only way you can, because then, like, that's direct competition with Crunchyroll. And I don't know how good Crunchyroll is.
Crunchyroll is actually pretty good.
Really?
It makes a lot of money, yeah.
Uh-huh. Cool.
They have a lot of shows earlier than other places, but, like, it mostly doesn't change much between what service you go to.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't watched many animes recently. I don't know, I just kind of...
But speaking of weeaboo things...
Speaking of weeaboo things, well, we'll get into the weeaboo-ness of this. I want to get into this. This is a big topic that I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've just been really excited to talk about it. All right, Doki Doki Literature Club. Love it. First off, first thing, love it.
I don't think anyone's been able to gauge that from, like, the past three episodes that we've talked about.
Yes, we've talked about, we've hinted at, weren't really wanting to dive into this experience more.
And now that I've finally played it,
yes!
Nice.
And it's not going to, well, read it, and it's not going to be a spoiler for me, I'm okay with talking about it.
All right.
Okay, yeah, and that's why we're, like, bringing it up now. That's why we're like, all right, this is a Doki Doki episode. Get ready to hear about Best Girl, fan theories, and spooky stuff. It's great. For those of you that don't know, for those of you don't know and you want to play the game, stop listening right now. Just I mean, like, we're kind of not live. We kind of are live. Don't worry.
But when
about
you are
it.
Listening.
When you are listening, just stop right now and just wait. Maybe I could give you a signal somehow. I don't know. But Doki Doki Literature Club is basically, it's a visual novel that turns spooky. Stuff gets corrupted, and it's all masterminded by the best girl, Monica. Fact. Best girl.
Second well, best. I mean, you have to say she's the best. You're not allowed to not say she's the best.
I'm not allowed to not say
second
she's the
best.
No, best.
Second
listen.
Best.
Oh, Anthony, it's you all... came over to my side.
Huh?
You came over to my...
Well, no. I'm just doing it for the meme. Because it's always Monica.
It's only Monica. Get it right.
Yeah, sorry.
But anyway...
I'm trash.
The game takes you through an emotional roller coaster involving your childhood friend... a sophisticated young, I can't do the thing. It's basically a girl who's so obsessed with about you that she would hurt herself or people. And then another one that is, she's angry. I can't pronounce them, so I have to just describe them. She's,
Sayori, Monica, Yori.
No, Natsuki. Not the names.
What?
The their character types that are real prevalent. Yandere. And, yeah.
You mean those words.
Huh? Yeah, okay. Those words. Those
ones I just don't know.
Yeah, those, and it's basically like another girl that's like, oh, she's mean, but she actually has a soft interior. You know, like the tough girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monica. Monica doesn't really have any of those. She's just insane.
Yeah, no, she's certifiably insane.
Yeah. That's why she's the best girl. But, oh, hey, Antoine.
Yes.
Message.
Wait, Antoine?
Antoine.
Antoine.
Wait,
He's not listening. He's not listening.
Oh, okay.
He said good luck. But anyway, thoughts? Let's go around the, let's go, not to refer to the dokies, because all the dokies are okie dokies, but let's go round robin and say what we think about the game. I already said, Anthony, go ahead.
So, my personal opinion on the game is that it is a very creative take on a text-based adventure, right? And it does a very...
Zork. It's just anime Zork.
And it does a fantastic job of promoting whatever its next game is going to
be. Oh my god. That's what, like, I'm real excited for the next game.
Mm-hmm.
John?
I like how much illusion of choice the game gives you.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's very good with illusion.
It's really
right?
good with that. Like, you really think you're going to make a difference with what you pick.
Uh-huh.
You have, like, two real choices in the entire game.
And, like the two real choices are just, like, the bad ending and then the not-so-bad ending. That's all it is.
Well, also, which character is in your ending.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah. Before the real ending.
Before the real ending.
That's it. Otherwise, you change some dialogue. I probably wouldn't even notice it if I played through it again.
Honestly, yeah.
You probably just change the order in which the dialogue comes in.
In most senses, yeah. I mean, the choosing the words here, the choosing the words minigame is probably the only aspect of a game that there is.
They put that in there so Steam would be like, okay, fine, we'll sell your game.
We'll give it to you for free, yeah.
Yeah.
But
although, to be fair, I just always click the bottom right word.
Really?
It just happened to always end up being Yori. I don't know. Maybe it was dumb luck, but maybe
the game is
right
just designed like that. There's no algorithm. It's just like if you click the bottom right word enough times, then it's Yuri. If they click this word enough times, then it's Monica.
No, Monica doesn't get words.
I mean, Oxayori. Yeah.
When it comes to the game aspect, I don't call it a game. I consider it like a good movie. Mm-hmm. It's a movie. It's a movie that you're reviewing the script for, and you can change like a scene, and you can change like, you know, a word here or there, but you can't change much else.
Yeah.
I like the game, though, or the movie, though. And I don't know, Anthony, do you have a best girl or no?
To be honest,
you're not about that?
Not really.
I normally only do it as a joke, but...
See, my thing is, because I only watched it as a playthrough, and I kind of, not even gonna lie to you, and just kind of jumped around a little bit. Because this is my thing. I don't really watch video game like things, but like it was interesting enough that I was like, I wanted to devote some time, and I was all like, but do I want to devote all of my time? I could do other things with my life.
I even went on the wiki and read.
Yeah.
It only took like 4 hours, maybe.
Yeah.
It only took like 4 hours, maybe. It's maybe a little less.
Yeah.
And these are the facts, but still.
Although I will admit, I got to a point that I just started mashing through text because there's a point in the game where like the same text repeats like 5 times.
Oh yeah, the one where Yuri, right? We're not gonna do any major spoilers here.
And then you start a new day. It's the same day, and you go through the same. It just gets old.
Yeah, it just gets old. I agree with that, but I like the fan. I love the game theory thing about it. How it's like the actual game is like Portrait of Markov, and it's an actual horror game.
By this time, I feel like I've already exited my window of.
And Monica's the main character, and Yuri's the antagonist. I don't know where Sayori and Natsuki fit in. I hope they fit in somewhere. Sayori's second best girl fact. But. I'm really excited for the second game. I actually do want to play the second game. I will buy it.
Yeah, because they did such a good job of marketing it, and it's probably not even close to done yet.
No,
I just hope that the second game has another scene that's ridiculously long.
Which scene?
How spoilery do we want to get?
We already told people to leave.
Yeah, is it that Yuri death scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that if you don't realize or the skip button, you'll be there for probably an hour or two.
Yeah.
Smashing through text.
That's how it is with the end Monica scene, too. It's like, it's like if you sit there, it's like 10 hours. I mean, I read the dialogue because I was like, I want to know what she says.
Well, for hers, though, you have to there's a timer, I think, between some of the text boxes.
Yeah, there is a timer.
And I gave it a chance, and it just didn't pass through before.
Yeah, it does.
I got
it's just not fast enough. But there is a time. There is a lot of dialogue. It's not that long of a read, but it's you sitting there. You'll sit there for 10 hours.
Yeah, but it's interesting to see that the game devs, or was it a team or a person?
It was three people.
It's interesting to see that they actually took the time to waste your time deliberately.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, deliberately wasting your time. That was kind of the point of it.
Yeah, no, after the Yuri death scene, I think I mashed through text for 5 minutes before I was like, is my game just not loading the next text box properly or something?
Yeah, yeah, that was kind of the thing, though, remember?
And then I was like, oh, wait a minute, the skip button's highlighted. it's not grayed out. All right, let's hit this. And then it goes through day-night cycles twice. I'm like, jeez. I didn't even get to the first evening cycle.
No, you are there for the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I love when you open up right before that scene. If you open up the files, there's a text file that says "Have a good weekend." Oh. And it's like, ah, thanks, Monica.
Oh,
geez, you're gonna put me through this.
Oh man, I didn't realize about that one.
But, yeah, I do got to say, though, I'm kind of sad they didn't really do much with Natsuki. They didn't do much.
Which one was Natsuki again?
The one that acted like she was two.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, they didn't really do anything with her.
So, I mean... I like Natsuki, and honestly, that's probably kind of the reason why, because, they don't do much with her, and so it's kind of just
She was normal.
Yeah,
she that one letter that she gave you that she's like, yeah, something's up. that gives me high hopes that she's gonna have a big role in the second game. That's all I want.
I'm still just wondering what happens if you go through with choosing Natsuki every time, because I never did.
Oh, you go to her house and make cupcakes, and then she talks about how her dad's abusive.
Is that basically where it ends?
How saucy do you want me to get?
I don't care. I'm not going to play through the second ending. Nah, it's too much work.
Yeah, the thing is, what you have to do is you have to play through the second ending. You have to play through the other ending. Then you have to sit, then you have to load and play the other ending, and then you have to load again and then play Sayori's ending, and then you get the good ending.
Wait, what?
Where you do only Sayori's words, and you have all the cutscenes of Sayori.
Okay.
Yeah. But Natsuki's, you go to her house, you make cupcakes, she talks about her dad. She doesn't talk about her dad. I think you can only learn that from some of the poems.
You know what, though? I am sad we didn't get to see Yuri's knife collection. I wanted to see
it. I imagine it was very,
you guys hear
very
a fun
large.
Fact?
What?
One of my ex-girlfriends had a knife collection.
She had purple hair?
No.
Oh, rip. I like how you thought about that. But like, what upsets me is she always talks about like she's really these really ornate knives, and she like, and then she does the her death scene with a kitchen knife. I'm like, what are you doing?
I know.
That was actually an artistic error. I'd learned. I read all the Easter eggs.
Wait, what really was obsessed. It? I missed it.
When she dies, yeah. It was with a kitchen knife. Mm. But like you know that she has all these really ornate knives.
Mm.
So it was just a kitchen. She just had a kitchen knife, and it was just like, why?
I mean, I feel like that's poetic irony.
Yeah, it is poetic irony. It's like you make the poem fall flat on purpose.
Mm.
Natsuki's poem?
No.
How it rhymes?
I
oh, okay.
Don't you mean Sayori's?
No, that's Natsuki's. It's the eagles can try. No, eagles can fly. Humans can try, and that's about it. Like it's a, I really like the poems.
I also think of Sayori's because of the "I want breakfast" part that ruins everything else, but improves.
But
it.
No, it improves it. Sayori's poems always hurt me. Mm-hmm. They're always like, ooh. And then I like Monica's poems. I don't like Monica's poems.
You know, I really like how many things they hid in her poems.
You're not allowed to say that.
I really like how many things they hid in her poems.
Oh, they hid a lot. That was really surprising. I didn't notice it when I first watched it. I mean, like I knew something was up with her, but I'm like, I don't like this.
I also like how the one poem is just literal gibberish.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's randomly generated gibberish too.
No.
Is it Lore Mid Subtext?
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, that one. Oh, I thought you meant Yuri's one.
No, the Blood Note.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's just literally random characters that are generated every time.
My pen smell funny. All right, but anyway, I think we should. I just want to say it's a very good movie. If you want to go get it, it's free. Play it. I'm going to try and get my roommates to play it. They still don't know anything about it. I think it'd be fun to watch their reactions, especially Brian's. I wanted to do this though. My girlfriend, who doesn't really like anime, doesn't really like any of the nerd stuff that I'm into. She watched PewDiePie's playthrough, and she said I actually like saved her opinion, and it's like it's basically the outsider's opinion of this game in particular. She said one, even though she doesn't like anime, the art style really didn't detract from anything. She thought it was a very good art style, and that the game worked well with it. She said, it's a good story, but as far as game elements, other than the parts where you choose the words in your poem, it isn't interactive. Mm-hmm. You can only make a handful of choices, and even in the end, things end up about the same, so it's not a game.
Yeah.
And Natsuki was her favorite, so she's just wrong on all accounts. Only Monica.
That is horribly, horribly wrong.
No. Yuri's like third. No, Yuri's, in my opinion, it goes Monica, Sayori, Yuri, then Natsuki. Or Natsuki than Yuri. I don't like Yuri at all.
No. You're objectively wrong, but that's
You're
okay.
You're objectively wrong.
That's okay.
Objectively.
You're the worst girl.
I'll let you be.
No, none of them are the worst girl. All the Dokis are okie dokie. I started this off by saying that. I kind of want to finish off by saying it. So if you guys have any closing remarks about Doki Doki Literature Club?
I don't really. No. I just, kind of agree with your girlfriend is all.
Wrong. Horribly wrong.
It's a good use of
Elliot's girlfriend. You know, I won't use your name for the sake of anonymity, but I agree with you.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Monica's best girl. Fun fact. Whoops. But anyway, let's go on to the next unpop culture thing.
Unpop culture.
We only got 9 more minutes, so we might as well bang a couple of these out.
9 more minutes. Yeah,
so this one's more news than anything. Yeah. It probably should have been a news. Just
I mean, I was like, oh man, I'm excited. New Kirby game. Oh, you say it.
New Kirby game.
New Kirby game for the Switch.
For the Switch. I really just need to get myself a Switch. I'm so upset I don't have one.
Yeah, you need
already.
To get yourself a Switch. I need to get myself a Switch.
See, I want Nintendo to port Breath of the Wild over PC. It's all I want. It's never
they will
happen.
Never do that.
But
yeah.
I want it.
They will never do that.
I can't justify buying a Switch.
One thing that Nintendo is great at, so, like, a lot of times I'll like go after companies for like certain business practices, but I can't even go after them for this one.
I can go after. I know what you're talking about. I can go after them for it.
Yeah, but like how they basically hold their characters hostage.
Oh,
and
no,
all,
not that one. That's fine. I don't care about that one.
No. I think I know what you're talking about. And that thing I could go after
that,
them
where
for.
Where they limit supply on purpose.
Yeah.
To artificially increase demand. I hate that.
Yeah. But one thing that I really think is brilliant is that they take their characters, they create them, and they're all like, if you want these characters, you have to come and buy our console.
And it works.
And produces sales.
They actually make good games.
Exactly.
Yeah, they make really good games.
Yeah, like Sony's and Microsoft's exclusives, A, they don't make them themselves because they're too stupid. But B, other than Halo, there's never been a great exclusive outside of Nintendo's world.
Well, I considered
Crash Bandicoot and Spyro.
Crash Bandicoot and Spyro were, but that was like PS1.
Since the first generation of
none of them have lasted all generations like Mario has.
And I don't even count those because anymore those basically don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Spyro is or should be dead.
No, they should bring it back and remaster it.
They can remaster it, but I don't want to see more Spyro. They've ruined him enough.
Yeah. They've destroyed it.
Crash Bandicoot. Good with him, if they make a good game, I will give them a pass.
Or if they just remake Crash.
But they're not
going
to give it back to Naughty Dog, so it's never going to happen.
I don't think Naughty Dog would take it.
No, because they know that they couldn't live up to it.
They could not match.
Unless they made Uncharted 5 Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, a new funky mode.
they Crash's bazooka
featuring
from
Dante's Devil May Cry.
they take his bazooka power up and make it the whole game.
Beautiful. That's it. But yeah, I'm new Kirby game. We talked about Crash Bandicoot. New Kirby game. I'm excited. More of a reason to get a Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nintendo Labo is something that I wanted. We might just end on that Nintendo Labo, depending on how much you guys want to talk about it.
I barely know a thing about it, honestly.
Nintendo Labo is Nintendo's attempt to get into the DIY gaming. I don't know. They're like the first person that ever did done something like this, right? You buy these Labo kits, and it comes with a lot of cardboard, and it's like $70, right, for all this cardboard.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you make things out of this cardboard to put on your Joy-Cons. They call them Toy-Cons. You make a piano and stuff, and it's really cool. But it's just cardboard, and you make things out of it, and then you use it with the Joy-Cons. I'm like, that's pretty neat. I think I like that, Nintendo.
I can see how people might say it's a money grubbing tactic. And to some extent, sure, it is. They're a company. What do you expect?
Yeah.
need to make money.
I mean, it's a good money-grabbing technique.
Of all companies to do this, Nintendo's probably the only one I'd accept.
Because it's quote, delightfully Nintendo. It's out of the blue, innovative, and it absolutely makes no sense of why you would do that.
Yeah.
But it's going to work for them.
Nintendo.
Why would you do that? Why would you make a console that has basically no graphics, really awkward controls, and maybe has 10 good games? Like, I don't know, it's Nintendo, and it's one of the best-selling consoles.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
good job, Nintendo.
But for kids, it might be like a huge
fantastic.
Hit. Because a lot of complaints that people have anymore are, oh, kids don't have imaginations because they're all wrapped up in computers. And like, sure, I'm pretty sure that there's been studies that have said, like, yeah, no, kids are less imaginative now than they were, like, a decade or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
But this can help maybe not fix it.
But bolster it a little
but
bit.
But it's a step into the direction that people want to go without getting rid of technology.
Yeah.
And also, there's a Nintendo Labo Garage, and what you can do is you can design your own stuff for it, right? You can program the little IR sensors, and they have the, you remember hex bugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a little cardboard thing that you can make with the Joy-Cons, and you can program it to use the IR sensor and follow it.
That's nifty.
It is nifty. It's real nifty.
I want it. Nintendo's got me sold on that. Now I just need a Switch.
Now you just need a Switch and
if
$70
anybody wants
to
donate
buy
a Switch
cardboard,
to me, just,
cardboard.
Just,
yeah.
just give us a call.
Give us a call at
412-397-6816.
No, actually, don't call us because we're about to go off the air, and you're going to call the next person that gets in here.
Yeah, don't call us
because we're really lagging behind. But Chelsea's telling me that
donate the Switch though.
Yeah, they're telling me that the viewers are telling me that like. We're still talking about Seven Deadly Sins in the live.
At least I got live to go, though. So
it's real choppy. It buffers every 5 seconds.
That's funny.
It's on, at least.
It's on.
I solved that problem.
Yeah. But yeah, the Nintendo Labo is pretty neat. I think it's interesting that Nintendo can literally sell cardboard, and I enjoy it, and I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, because they
Nintendo
actually,
really can't do any wrong to me.
They put good spins on things. What do you want, Anthony?
Okay. All right. I guess we can continue on. Unless, Anthony, you have anything to say about the Labo?
Nah, I mean, it's delightfully Nintendo.
It's delightfully Nintendo.
It's beautiful.
You're gonna like the piano. Really cool.
Has Chelsea heard that I apologized to her or for her or whichever one
what
it was?
What happened to not naming her?
Yeah.
Well, we're not talking about whoever I was.
She's the only one that really stuck around long enough to hear her name. Let's be real. Everyone else is like, oh, buffers every 5 seconds. I'm listening. I would have done that. My podcast, no one had done it. But
is your mom listening?
No. She wants a recorded one.
Yeah.
But
dude, your mom needs to get on our level.
Yeah, really.
Is your mom gonna join us for an episode?
You don't want that. you'd have female Alex Jones on the show.
Putting
chemicals in the water.
Never mind.
Was that last podcast
that was last podcast.
I derailed it by yelling an Alex Jones quote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't do that anymore.
Maybe not.
But last thing that I need to say before we hop off, it's again about Nintendo. The last three things are about Nintendo. Always. It's Nintendo Hour. Or Nintendo Nintendo 9 minute. The Nintendo Switch only took 10 months to outsell the Wii U. Like, completely. That's how bad the Wii U was.
Yeah, how long was the Wii U their main console? Like,
what? It never was. The Wii was always like, oh yeah, like we'll still make, like, they made Wii U games and Wii games, like, side by side. True. Until the Wii U and the Wii's demise.
True.
Basically up until the Switch came out. And then they kinda did Wii U Switch games side by side. For a little bit, but I don't even think they're doing that anymore.
Yeah, because the Switch is too good.
Because we use bad.
And the Switch is too good.
Yeah.
The Switch is OP.
The Switch is really...
Had I not...
It's the best of both worlds with the Wii and the Wii U.
Had I not built a computer, I would have bought a Switch.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, hands down. If I still owned and bought consoles, I'd probably have a Switch right now.
I'll probably get it at some point.
Yeah.
If I ever encounter enough money that I'm like... I'm okay with spending this. It's going to the Switch.
Like, I'm out to buy a pre-owned one.
Yeah.
All right.
That seems to be all the time we have this week. So thank you for wasting an hour of your lives with us.
Yes. Wasting.
Or less if you skipped our spoiler segment.
Yeah. No refunds.
True.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. But anyway, I hope you have a great weekend, Nerdles. And we hope to see you back here next Friday. Hopefully
I just
wanted
everyone to know that we didn't introduce our names, so
we don't need to with this anymore.
I mean, we could have new listeners.
We're
today.
Internet
Who knows?
Famous.
We're internet famous. I've been spreading us around on the Reddits and the Twitters.
The worst part is you could actually be, and I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
We're so not famous.
No, we're so not famous. But anyway. And then we'll sign out.
I'm certain that if you said something on the right Reddit, that would significantly increase our viewership somehow.
For maybe. One episode.
For like one
maybe.
Episode.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well, I guess we can sign out then. I'm Elliot.
I'm Anthony.
I don't know how I feel about saying my last name.
I think we've all said our last names on this show before already.
Yes. You guys want my social security number?
7.
111111111.
One,
that's
two.
My social security number as well. Mine ends with a 2, though.
I was gonna guess yours was 112113 15.
Yeah,
I think that's enough digits. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I don't even know.
But have a good weekend.
Trying
everybody.
To say your name.
It's good. Wait, I'm not giving you the satisfaction, and we will see you next week on Friday at 4 o'clock.
Bye bye.
Adios.